We're up to Siman Tovkuf Peivav, and we're going to be starting Sif Yud Gimel. And we're going to be discussing with Shem tonight the Shaila, if somebody wants to scratch into the shofar an apple in honey, for instance. Apple and honey on the shofar, that sound nice? Engraved, that's right, engraved an apple and honey. Oh, is there any difference between drawing or not? What about a sticker? Do the stickers really need to be removed or not? That will be all covered in Mitzvah tonight.
I think I realized what it meant. I think it meant don't remove them on Rosh Hashanah.
On Rosh Hashanah. Okay. We'll get to that in point in Mitzvah Hashem. I hope to be able to cover that point tonight. Just to finish off something that we touched on yesterday, and I just looked at it again, and suddenly something clicked in my mind. We were discussing about the derech havara of the horn. Do you remember we spoke yesterday about the way the horn grows, the shofar grows, and then we discussed the point of why is it considered derech havara? Yeah, towards the end of the shiur. Yeah, you remember? And I said we didn't have absolute total clarity in this point. I went to the Mishneh Berurah again, and suddenly I think I understand now what the Mishneh Berurah is saying. If you look in Sifkot and Samach Aleph, I think the Mishneh Berurah actually touches on that point, and he says the following: what is keter chavora? He says enu shehirchev, and then he says hanal deroischen. Okay, v'gam kenatam. The reason why it needs to be, he says the beinon shekeder kedeloso. It needs to be keder kedeloso, the way it grows, and then he says the following words: shatzad hakotzor, the narrow end mul. Needs to be opposite peh ha'odom, opposite the mouth of a person. And probably that's what it means. That's probably what it means, kederech havora. That the reason why it's considered derech havora of the shofar, the way we're holding it, it's true that it doesn't, obviously the shofar doesn't go this way whilst it's still connected. But the point being, derech havora is that it's always the mouthpiece is always facing out, facing the mouth. That's probably why it's considered derech havora. Does that make sense what I'm saying? The derech havora element of it is that the mouthpiece is towards you, the little piece towards you, and that's why it's considered derech havora. Okay, let's carry on from Sif Yud Gimel. If the shofar was long and you shortened the shofar, it was a bit too long. If the shiur tkiya remains, it's kosher. How much was the shiur tkiya? That's right, the tefach, four thumbs width. That's the shiur tkiya. And so if it wasn't like that initially, and you've cut it, and that's how much remains, it's still kosher. Geiroi mibifnim. See if you dalet. So if you scraped the layer off internally, oy mibachutz, oy externally, until you have mamash made it very, very thin, k'moy gelet, like a membrane, really, really thin shofar, kosher, it's kosher. So you've thinned it further and further, whether you've come from the inside or you've come from externally. Either way, if you've mamash thinned the shofar, it still remains kosher. That leads us to, Sifkot Samachay, says Mishneh Berurah, v'afrudu nishtane kolam mikmo shoyo. So obviously if you're going to thin the shofar, it's going to be much thinner. Your chances are, very, very likely, that the sound is going to change. Nevertheless, says Mishneh Berurah, you've thinned the shofar, it's still kosher. Sif Yud Dalet, Gerdoi Mibifnim, excuse me, Sif Tezvov, Loi Hoitzi Zachusoi, Elo Nokavboi, Kosher. Okay, the Mishneh Berurah explains how this works, and we've discussed that previously as well. So the way it works, you have, whilst the shofar is still connected, the way it works is that there is really a bone protruding out of the head of the animal. A bone protruding out. And on top of that is really the shofar, which is really, really speaking, it's hollow. But there is that bone protruding out. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay, so now what happens if what you did is that you cut off the shofar together with that bone? Instead of just taking the hollow shofar, you're taking that bone along. Okay, so he says as follows. That's called the zachusoi. It's called the male part of the sheep, of the goat. So that's considered zachusoi. That bone is called loy hoitzi zachusoi elo nakav boi kosher. So imagine you've taken it out with that bone. So you don't just have the hollow shofar. You've taken it out together with the bone, which you've probably cut, in fact. And you've taken it out. And now, instead of taking that bone out, what you've done is you made a hole inside it. What tool would you use? You've made a hole inside, all the way right across till the end of the shofar. Okay, so you have basically penetrated into the bone and all the way. Instead of taking the bone out, you've made a hole within that bone. So the Shulchan Aruch says kosher. It's kosher. But avalim hoitzis asachus, if you have taken the bone out, the awesome amenu shofar, and you've made a shofar purely out of that bone, out of that zachus, out of that bone, then kagun shenakabo, you made a hole in that bone, possible, then it's possible. Why do you think it's possible? That's right, it's not the shofar. It's not the shofar. First of all, it is not the shofar. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us as well that it's not a shofar, because it is not the shofar, and it's not shofar. What do I mean? It's if cotton samachaz, the Mishnah Berurah says, kagun shenakav apostle, the shofar meroshen shofares. So if you ever want to know, if our kids ever ask us, why is shofar called shofar? So besides answering, well, it looks like a shofar, you can also answer, because shofar comes from the nusach shofar. Shofar comes shofares, which means a tube. That's where the Lashon Shofar comes from.
A tube,
yeah. Because it's hollow. It's meant to be hollow. Well, it is hollow. And therefore, the bone is not considered part of the Shofar. That part that is protruding out, it's not hollow. But the Shofar is intrinsically hollow. So, Shofar, Lashon Shofares, Shehi Chalulo, it's hollow. V'kol she'enu chol betivoy, anything which is not intrinsically, naturally hollow, lo mikra Shofar, is not considered a Shofar. That's a really important Mishnah Berurah, that. Okay, so now we know where the Lashon Shofar comes from, the name Shofar. Okay, so that's Shofar, so good. Sivkotten, Sivkotten, another one. What? Ah, I heard you. Okay, Siv Tezayin. I didn't know it was a known thing. Okay, Siv Tezayin is as follows. Tzipo Zov Bemokim Hanochas Peh. If you covered the shofar b'mokem hanochas peh, where you've covered it with gold, b'mokem, in the place hanochas peh, where the mouth rests, okay, the mouthpiece posel. So if you have covered the mouthpiece with gold, the shofar is posel. Shaloi b'mokem hanochas peh, if you've covered it not where the mouthpiece is, kosher, it's kosher. This seat, by the way, is going to help us with the stickers and all the other. Kosher. Tzipos of mifnim, if you have covered the gold internally, the shofar internally with gold, mifnim posel, it's posel. If you have covered the internal part of the shofar with gold, it's posel. Mibachot, if you have covered it with gold externally, the outer area, mibachot, then it depends. Im nishtane koiloi, if the sound is changing, mikmoishaya, if the voice is the sound is changing from where it was before, posel. It's posel. Vim lav, kosher. If not, if the sound hasn't changed, then it's kosher. That's all the Loshen HaBraisa. Mishnah Berurah said it's a Braisa. And Mishnah Berurah now is going to tell us that the continuation now is an additional explanation for this Braisa that we just learned now. V'yesh Meforshim is an additional explanation for this Braisa that we just learned. Mokem Anochas Peh, that what we translated into the mouthpiece, Hainu Oivi HaShofar, and we said that if you put the Anochas Peh, then it's posel. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you put, if manochas hapeh could be, hano oivi hashofar letzad pnimi shemniach sham piv. Is a mokem manochas peh doesn't necessarily, according to Apsha, doesn't mean the mouthpiece. No, it means the all internal area of the shofar. If you look at the thickness of the shofar, it means the internal part of it. If you cover that, that's considered mokem hanochas piv. I'm not sure why that's considered mokem hanochas piv. It's not where your mouth really rests. It's the whole area inside it. But that's that pshat, that's the ran. Then, ve'atzad achitzoin mina oivi, atzmo yikori shaloi b'makom nachas peh, and everything external is considered shaloi b'makom nachas peh, then that's the difference. If you have covered it internally, that's considered makom nachas peh, then it's posel. If it's external, shaloi b'makom nachas peh, then it's kosher. An additional pshat, v'yesh mefarshim de ovyoi, the thickness, b'makom hakotzo, the short area, who mokem anochas peh, that is considered the area which is closer to your Which is the short area, the shorter, basically where it's shorter, that is considered anochas peh, not just the mouthpiece, but the entire shorter area, that's called anochas peh. If you put it there, if you cover it there, it's possible. V'shalayim makom anochas peh, hainu kol oich ha-shofar, and shalayim anochas peh, that if you cover the gold over there, it's kosher, that is the entire area where it gets wider, from that area until it gets wider. If you put it over there, if you cover it over there, then it's going to be kosher. These are the three pshatim in that braisa. Okay. And see if you zayin. Hametzayrim b'shofar. Somebody who makes a picture on the shofar. Tzuros. Pictures. B'minei tzivoni with colors. Kedelin ha'osim in order to beautify the shofar. Lo yofem osim. They're not doing it nicely. It may look nice, but it's not nice. Avol mutar lachkuk b'shofar atzmoi tzuros. If you're doing it engraving, thank you. If you're engraving it onto the shofar, tzuros, pictures, kedelina oiso, that's okay. Now, this is the place where we need to look at sifkotn ayin beis, and then we'll be able to discuss the stickers. Sifkotn ayin beis, lo yofem oisim. So why not allowed to, so again, the Shulchan Aruch taught us, if you're making pictures, you're drawing pictures on the shofar, that you're not allowed to do that. Engraving, it's permitted. So the Mishnah Berurah in Ein Beis says, "Lo yofem oisim deliformim mishtane akol mit bisvel zeh." Now, if you are making pictures, you're drawing on the shofar. Sometimes, occasionally, you're going to change the sound of the shofar. Is that you're disagreeing with that? What? Right. So apparently, I think that what he means, I was a bit bothered about it, because how do you think if you're drawing a picture on the shofar, that going to change the acoustics of the? Is that going to change the sound? Engraving is more likely. Yeah. You see, so all I can think of is that the shofars in those days were a lot thinner than ours. They weren't able to mamash. They were thinner. They were often thinner than ours. And therefore, that's all I can think of is that that's why if you are drawing a picture, that might make it heavier and therefore somehow change the sound a little bit. Maybe. Right. Maybe that's going to sound, I don't know. Pardon? Why is gold different? So you're saying that, well, what's your question exactly? Right, so you're quite right. If it changes the sound, it's going to be more problematic. The Braise earlier was assuming that you're not going to change the sound of the shofar.
Was gold dafka?
No, pashtus not. Right, aval muta, but lachkuk, but you're engraving. If you're engraving, then it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Ayin Gimel, aval muta, the afi mishtane kolim achmazeh, even if you're changing the sound, if you are engraving, less lembo, it doesn't matter, kim chimachmas atzma, it's intrinsic. Yeah, it's now the sound of the shofar. Vekhi de sif yudalet gerim bifnima bechutz, and it's a bit like the sif yudalet. What do you think about that, Rabbis? Yeah?
The Mechaber isn't saying explicitly you can't paint on a shofar because it will be nishtana.
Correct.
It's just saying you shouldn't do it.
Right.
And saying if you want to engrave, then it's not a problem, and irrespective, it's still, you know, kol is kosher. But it's not clear that necessarily everything will, I don't know, it's not clear.
It might not be the reason.
But the reason is because of the acoustics.
Okay, I hear. Valid point. Yeah. Yeah. With regards to what?
That you should be allowed to engrave.
Right. So the emphasis is that to draw a picture on it, because if it doesn't sound, the emphasis is the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says lo yofem oisim. It's not the right thing to do. You're saying that based on the Mishnah Berurah's understanding that it's because of the sound, shouldn't nowadays be a problem. Yeah. Yeah. I heard another pshat. Somebody said that there's an additional problem, but it's not the Mishnah Berurah. But I'm just helping out a little bit to this question. That there is something about having the shofar the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created it. The way it is. Natural. As opposed to starting making additional thing. So there is something about that as well. It's not. I'm not saying that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that reason at all, but that reason is brought down in the postgame that you shouldn't.
Pardon? Yeah.
That's right. It doesn't really finish there. That's true. It's true. Yeah, I hear that. It's true.
The way Mr. Berurah understands the whole thing about colouring and engraving is what he's saying is if you colour it, you've got an additional layer of something on there.
Uh-huh.
So if the sound changes, it's because of
an external, right, as opposed to, good. Very good. Very good. How nice. Yeah, that's very nice, Phil. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's not really the gold question.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a good point about the gold over here, which is the gold is on top, whereas the picture is more
within. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lemaisa, the question is now about the stickers. Okay, the many shofars come nowadays with stickers to confirm that it comes from a reliable type of shop and a trustworthy supplier. It hasn't been messed around. It's not made out of two shofars. It hasn't been split. It hasn't been this. It hasn't been. So the question is, they dafka put those stickers very, very. They are very. It's hard to actually remove them because I suppose they don't want people to change. They stick very, very. It's hard to remove them. I mean, it's very hard to take them away. It's very hard. The question is as follows: do you need to take them off or not? Based on what we learned now, I'm basing the question on Sif Tezan and Yuzayin. What do you think? Is there any problems with it?
Seems to be that you should take it off.
Based on what?
No, it's like gold.
Based on what?
Well, gold is to. The whole point of gold is to presumably to beautify it, to make it nicer. You think a sticker does the same thing?
No, I'm not saying that the gold doesn't pass in it.
Didn't get both of you, sorry.
So, I'm not saying that the sticker's going to make it nicer like the gold. I'm saying that if the gold doesn't pass in it, then I don't think the reason it doesn't pass in it is not because it makes it look nice.
So what's
it's
the reason?
Because it's not the chefzer osa. And therefore, a sticker should be the same thing.
So therefore, what are you saying? That a sticker should be... The same din as what?
As gold on the upper half, obviously.
So you're gonna say that it makes a difference where you actually put it. You're saying that it's the same din as gold?
I'm saying whatever gold is.
Right, and then you have to go according to your opinions of not b'makom nachas peh and not internet. Okay, what do you think?
The fact that they put stickers on there suggests that there's a reason that it's okay. But just from the understanding of what we've done so far, I don't know how you compare the sticker to the gold. If you try and compare it to the colouring, then you've got a problem, obviously.
Right.
The only way to do it is to compare it to the gold, but I can't see how you can really compare the two together. I don't see what relevance...
You would compare it to what?
It's
to the colour...
It's hard to compare it to anything we've had, because both of the things we've had is in order to... In fact, I'd probably compare it more to the colouring, because you're putting something on top of it.
Good, which is unlikely to...
Which is not really going to come off, and it may change the sound because you've got this extra thing on top of
right.
it.
Right.
It seems to be more like that.
Why can't you peel it off?
You see, the only thing is that with regards to the... If it's comparable to the colouring,
yeah.
Then the only problem is that based on Mishnah Busif Kohen Ayin base that we discussed, Lo Yofem Oisim, why is it that if Om Me'akol Me'at... the Mishtane Akol Me'at Bishvil Zeh, that it's based on the problem... that often it will change the sound to a certain extent. We don't have a full understanding of the colours, why it's going to affect the sound, but certainly a sticker is unlikely to change the sound.
The fact that a sticker won't change the sound means it doesn't really fit the same category.
Yeah.
I wanted to actually go back to Test Zion.
Yes.
I didn't understand the three shemans about where the Hanichas.
Okay, Mokom HaNochas Peh can either be the Poshup Shat in the Baisa is that it's literally meaning the mouthpiece.
But like how far from the edge of the...
Not defined.
So it's not defined. So
not defined.
Okay.
Not defined. Second, the Yesh Mefarshim it says Mokom HaNochas Peh is the internal part of the Shefer, which is interesting in Mahalach, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying in the second Shat. That seems to be the opinion of the Ran. And the third one is the third opinion is the first part of the shofar, which he considers the narrow part.
Is that got a shear either?
I can't tell you how many centimeters, but you can see when you have the picture of a shofar in front of you, you can see where it starts getting wider. So that would be redeem shloimer makom nachas peh. When it's the first part, as it were, you know, the first part where that's makom nachas peh, and then when
Some shofars, they don't get wide for
correct.
Quite a while.
Right. That would be yes.
Because even if it's like, a tefach or three.
Yeah, there's no shear as such. Correct. correct. This would be the few. Okay, so what you're saying, according to that, Benji, what you're saying is that it would be based on like gold. Although gold certainly beautifies the esrog, excuse me, the esrog, the shofar. It's you say the sticker.
So that's not the reason why, because I asked you before.
Right.
For that reason, is it inside the gold?
No, it's not. Right.
The Torah is just gold is used because that was a typical example of something they were put on.
Correct. Yeah. So is there anything? The stick is no different.
Can I suggest it's like the gold? And it's also maybe comparable to like a keli that has a stick on it, like a mecha. The stick is meant to be there, and it's like a keli.
You're talking about Hilchas Tfilas Kelim, Chatzitza?
Right. It says like right. If not do something, then it's
right.
Like the keli itself, it's meant to be there.
Right. 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 Okay, the emes is that, I'll tell you the truth, I never understood a reason to be machmir. I always felt that it has to do, it can't be worse than the sif yud zayin. Hamatzayrim b'shoifah is lo yofem oisim, and the chakika we're saying is fine. It can't be worse than that. It can't be worse than that. And it never occurred to me that it would be the din of Zahav. Until today, and I'm going to leave it as a bit of an open-ended point, because today I saw that one sefer is being quoted, Shevet HaKos is being quoted, of ushering stickers. He says that one has to remove the stickers because of Se'if Yud Zayin. And I don't know what he means. I haven't got access to that sefer. I know it is. It's a brilliant sefer. Shevet HaKos, it's a Pshamai Gos in Yerushalayim. It's a contemporary poetic in Yerushalayim. It's a brilliant sefer. And he asked it, but I haven't got access to it. I haven't got it. And I don't know what he means. I just saw him being quoted. And I don't know why he means, why he asked it. So I can't explain it. I'm really, really curious to know why he asked it.
I'll try and get the page of it. See if I can get
the... I can tell you what it is in Chilik Dalet.
Sorry?
Yeah, you might.
Well,
how will you get all...
I can get down to Bar Alan as well, which is the name of it as well.
I
didn't be on there yet, but it might...
It's a very recent sefer. It's a very recent. Within the last Chelek Dalet was being published over the last 5, maybe 10 years, but not more than that. Something like that. Chelek Dalet, I think it's about Simon Kuf Samach something.
So
I can tell you the more precise number, but it's in the Kuf Samach.
He just says
Al Tudzar. That's what I saw quoted. I'm sure he explains it further. It's called Shevet HaKohosi. And the Mechaba is called Ebshamai Kohos HaKohen Gros. Gimel Reish Aleph Samach. And he's a Bel's a Dayan in Yerushalayim. I think he originally is from England, I think. But he's been living in Yerushalayim for many, many years.
Besides him, who else is Machmir?
Nobody. On the contrary, generally, if you ask Rav, he's going to tell you there's no Shaila.
Right.
It's just, on the contrary, it was a big chiddush to me that there's any reason to ask for it. I never saw any, but it came to me as a big chiddush. It's definitely, generally, it's considered fine. But we'll have to see what he says. I just don't know I have no clue what he says. It would be interesting to see. It kuf samach something. I'm not sure. Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Im nosan sif yudches. Im nosan zav al ovi ashoifa betzad rochov. Okay, if you added gold, a gold piece to the thickness of the end of the shofar where it ends off, and you add a golden piece to it where it's wide betzad rochov, ein hoisif all of kol shu posel. If you added a piece of gold at the end of the shofar, it's posel. That Mishnah says, even if you haven't changed the sound of the shofar, but if you have properly added a piece to the end part of it, it's not just covering, and it's not just engraving, you've actually added a piece to the shofar, to the as an extension of the shofar, and that is a problem. That's possible either way. That's always possible. See if you test, and we'll finish off with that. Here gets a shofar, v'nofach boy, v'toka boy possibly. The person distanced the shofar from his mouth, v'nofach boy, he blew really strong. I don't know how you can do that, but if you really blow, you distance it, even if it's just a couple of millimeters, but you distance it from your mouth, and you blow really strong, v'toka boy, and you blew the shofar, possibly it's possible. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Ein Hey, Nofach Boy, the Be'inot She Piv Medubak L'Shofar. Your mouth needs to touch the shofar. It needs to actually touch it. And therefore, if you're blowing the shofar, the air just goes out It goes into the shofar, but you're not actually touching the shofar. It's a problem. No. No, it's you have to actually physically touch it. No, yeah, it's not. With simonoi al chikkech al shofar, it needs to be on you, literally touching the shofar. The mouth, the shofar needs to touch your mouth, and that's why it's fine. That's why it's possible. Otherwise, I don't know how you can do that. Can you imagine such a? It has to be a very strong blow. But
the Yemenite shofars are quite easy to blow,
so it would be easier to blow. Player, all right.
And possible. Maybe it was right. Easier with the.
Probably. Maybe the opening wasn't as narrow. Yeah. So could be. Yeah. Okay, very good.